The city of Jerusalem has been known by many names in the past and even today. Known to Muslims as Al-Quds, the city is referred to as Jerusalem in the modern world and is called Bayt al-Muqaddas in Arabic. It was formerly known as Eliya and as Yerushalayim in Hebrew. Today, it represents one of the most critical socio-political regions in the world. Let us now get to know the city of Jerusalem, which was ruled by the Ottoman Empire for 450 years. And is today a place where members of all faiths live together in peace. Jerusalem is 62 kilometers from the Mediterranean and is 38 kilometers from the Dead Sea. It stands in a rocky, high-altitude area. The part of Jerusalem known as the Old City is surrounded by walls approximately 1 kilometer long. It has 7 gates, 2 of which are closed, and it has 3 large roads. The northern section is the Muslim quarter. The northwest district is Christian. The southeast area is Jewish, and the southwest quarter Armenian. The Temple Mount, in which the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock stand, is in the Muslim quarter. The Christian quarter, in the northwest section, contains a large number of churches and monasteries belonging to Christian congregations. With its many mosques, synagogues, churches, and civil buildings in various styles, the city literally represents an architectural mosaic. It is these images that first come to mind whenever Jerusalem is mentioned. The hill on which stand the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the sacred area of the Dome of the Rock, called the Temple Mount, takes its name from the temple constructed on it by the Prophet Solomon. According to historical sources, Solomon's temple was erected on this hill. In later times, the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, and the reconstruction of a new temple in the same area was begun by the Jewish king Herod in 20 BC. Following the death of King Herod, the Romans tore down the second temple in 70 AD, with many Jews being slaughtered and the rest exiled. All that remained of the temple was a single wall, turned into the Wailing Wall by the Jews in commemoration of that destruction. What Jews call the Wailing Wall and Muslims Al-Burak Wall is actually a remnant of the temple constructed by King Herod. This wall, to the west of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, is also known as the Western Wall. The exposed section of the wall stands 12 meters high and continues a further 19 meters underground. The front of the wall gradually filled up over time and rose to this present-day level. The top of the mount is a sacred area surrounded by walls, comprising an area of some 35 acres and containing the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Well of Souls, and such structures as mausoleums and public fountains. We need to be aware that this sacred territory is not the responsibility of the Muslims who live there alone. All Muslims in the world have a sacred duty to defend Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque.